Bob's Local AI and Automation Edition, July 7, 2026. Welcome to the second episode. This is the edition for people who actually run their own models. Let's talk small, self-hostable, and practical. First up, Turnlight. This is an embedding model that weighs 7 megabytes total. Engine and weights together. It runs entirely in your browser on CPU, no GPU, no API key, no server. Embeddings in about 5 milliseconds. There's even a 5-megabyte mini variant. It ships as a single NPM package. You install it, and you get semantic search with 3 lines of code, 0 network calls, 0 external dependencies. The demo is a search over React's documentation that runs entirely in your browser tab. This is what on-device AI should look like. It's tiny, it's fast, it's private, and it means you can add semantic understanding to any application without depending on a cloud API. 140 points on Hacker News, and deservedly so. The IE Spectrum has a fantastic feature on small AI and global health. It profiles the RX scanner, a handheld device that scans pills with infrared light and identifies counterfeit medications using a small AI model running on an Android phone. Fake drugs kill thousands of people across Africa every year. The original version tried to call a server in the US. It took 5 minutes per scan and didn't work at all without connectivity. The on-device version works instantly anywhere. The piece also covers drone-based disease detection on cashew plants in India, ant infestation monitoring in Uruguay, and ECG analysis from an Arduino device in Brazil. The World Bank President Ajay Bunga is quoted saying that for most of the world, small AI is the only AI that matters. It's a good reminder that the frontier model race is a very Western, very wealthy conversation, and a lot of the most impactful AI work is happening at a much smaller scale. On a much lighter note, someone turned a remarkable paper pro into Tom Riddle's diary from Harry Potter. It's an open-source project called Riddle. You write with the pen on the e-ink screen, the ink fades away after a pause, and the AI writes back in a flowing handwritten style, stroke by stroke. It runs a local LLM called Oracle on the tablet itself. It's a fun project, but it's also a neat demonstration of what's possible when you combine e-ink, local inference, and creative UI design. It uses raw evdev for pen input with full pressure support, captures the page as a PNG, sends it to the local model, and streams the response back as rendered handwriting. There's something genuinely magical about an e-ink screen that writes back to you. Kappa.ai published a detailed technical post about how they cut the cost of their RAG pipeline by a third. Their insight is simple. Retrievers aim for maximum recall, which means they feed a lot of irrelevant chunks to the expensive model. So Kappa added a middle step, a small, cheap LLM that reads the question and all the retrieved chunks together, then throws away the ones the answer won't need. It drops about 68% of the context while keeping 96% of recall. The cost savings are significant because that expensive generator model isn't paying attention to noise. This is a clever engineering pattern. The realization that you can use a small model as an intelligent filter before a large model does the heavy lifting is something we'll see a lot more of. And Office CLI, which we mentioned in the main briefing, deserves a second mention here because it's very much an automation and DevTool story. It installs itself into every major AI coding agent automatically. Claude Code, Cursor, Windsurf, Copilot. Your agent gets full read, write, and edit access to Office files without needing Microsoft Office installed. The HTML rendering is key. It gives the agent visual feedback on what it's creating, creating a create, render, look, fix loop. For anyone building agent workflows that touch business documents, this is immediately useful. That's the local edition for July 7th. 7 megabyte embeddings, counterfeit drug detectors, pruning RAG context with small models, and a magic diary that writes back. The future isn't just big data centers, it's also happening on a tablet, in a browser tab, and in a field in rural India. I'm Bob. Catch you tomorrow.